From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. You've heard of a lot of the 97 companies that signed an amicus brief filed to a San Francisco appeals court a few days ago, questioning President Donald Trump's travel ban. But there are also a lot of brand new startups affected by immigration policy. The venture capital firm Funders Club recently surveyed a long list of its companies, asking them about immigrant employees. About half of those answering the survey said their company was founded by first-generation immigrants and that they had created over 6,000 jobs in the U.S. in the aggregate. The CEO of Funders Club is Alex Mittal. Alex, great to have you on.
It's great to be here.
The Trump administration says this goes beyond business, that it's about national security. How do you respond to that?
Nobody, you know, and I think we're unified in this as Americans, like nobody wants terrorists crossing our borders. Nobody wants criminals crossing our borders and so forth. But obviously, in the pursuit of protecting our nation, sometimes broad brushstrokes can be too broad and affect immigrants who, as we found in our study, have had a profoundly positive effect on U.S. job creation.
Yeah, to that point, are there options available to these startups that aren't available to major companies? I mean, could they incorporate in a certain way or locate their company somewhere outside of the U.S., for example?
So I was sitting down with an entrepreneur of ours just last week who, you know, one of his senior employees felt unsafe. That individual felt so unsafe that they actually left the United States, left the company. And so we are seeing already, you know, many of our founders had to have a conversation with their teams internally explaining that they would, as you know, CEO of their companies, tried their best to make sure that they are able to continue, you know, freely working.
Are there things that you're worried about in terms of the impact on your business?
Absolutely. You know, as Funders Club, we're an international organization ultimately. We have portfolio companies headquartered in over 20 countries, but the vast majority of them, 75%, are headquartered within 100 miles of San Francisco. But it does raise the question of, hey, you know, will this continue? And I think ultimately the state that we're in, that we've been in till now, it's a really, really phenomenal place to be as a country, to be that place that is an aspirational destination for great thinkers and doers.
Alex Mittal is co-founder and CEO of the online venture capital firm Funders Club. Alex, thanks a lot for talking to me.
Thanks a lot.
Humans are a huge collection of sensors that use thousands of years of evolution to judge how every interaction is going. Our human sensors, though, don't always work like they're supposed to. While a group of researchers at MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory, or CSAIL, have built a system to tackle this problem. It includes wearable devices and recordings of conversations to train a machine learning algorithm to recognize whether a given conversation is going well or not so great. Here to talk about this is co-author Tuka Alhanai, who is presenting her work at a conference in San Francisco tomorrow. Hi, Tuka. Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you so much.
Let's listen to a little bit of a conversation that you recorded and used this system to analyze. Let's take a listen.
And I started school, and I remember the first day, I was so excited. Yeah. I got my notebook out and, like, my pencil bag, and I had it, like, on the table because I thought I was going to learn to read and write that first day. So I was just ready, and then the whole day went by, and it was just, like, introductions and stuff like that, and I was kind of sad that it ended like that.
So if you just listen to the vocabulary she's using, she says, you know, she's excited about the first day of school, and the algorithm picks that up. As she goes on to narrate her story and says that she's sad, the word sad is picked up by the algorithm in addition to the other signals it has access to. So the energy in the voice as well as her movement and her heart rate.
What are the business applications of this?
Yeah, we could have this system as a social coach. So it would be an app. You'd be able to get real-time cues on how the interaction is going. So, for example, your watch could buzz once if it's not going too well, or it could buzz twice to tell you, oh, it's going great. You know, keep it up.
Do you really think that machines can actually improve our ability to understand how a conversation is going?
I really do think so. And the analogy I'd like to draw is this. GPS is really a very powerful technology, and what would be really interesting is that oftentimes these, if you think back maybe to your Thanksgiving dinner or when you go meet up with friends, that some of these social interactions can be a bit mysterious. And so what would be, I think, really useful is if you could have a GPS system to navigate a social landscape.
Tuka Al-Hanai of MIT, she co-authored a paper with Mohamed Ghassemi on using artificial intelligence to read conversations. Tuka, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you so much.
And Vizio, the company that may or may not have made your television, has agreed to pay a $2.2 million fine as part of a deal with the Federal Trade Commission. Why? Well, the company installed software in 11 million televisions to collect data on what TV owners were watching, without their knowledge, of course. This was back in 2014. Vizio also helped attach demographic information to the data it was collecting, like gender, education level, and marital status. Sounds a little Big Brother. Then again, it's not like Netflix doesn't have that information on yours truly. What? I like The Office. It's a good show. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.